When I first moved to Lagos in 2019, prices around Lekki Phase 1 was about 180,000 to 200,000 per square meter. The most expensive then was between 220, 240, and that was Periwinkle Estate. Nikon Town was between 240 and 280, which was like the most expensive land you could get around this axis. When I mean this axis, the Chevron axis, if we are not considering Ikoyi and Victoria Island. Cowrie Creek was about 150. Ikate was about 120,000 to 140,000 per square meter. We're talking about land value. Oniru was 179,220. Marwa was 180. Elegoshi was about 120,000 to 140,000. I still have the report that I did way back then for, that was the price intelligence survey I did for a client. Chevy View Estate was selling for 70,000, 90,000 per square meter. Pinnock Beach Estate was selling for 140,000 to 160,000. Orange Island was selling for 150,000. Carlton Gates was selling for 160,000 to 170,000. Victory Park Estate was selling for 100,000 to 105,000. The first valuation I ever did in Banana Island, a plot of land was selling for 450,000 to 500,000 per square meter. Waterfront was selling for about 550,000 to 600,000. I wanted to Google the prices in these areas I've called at the moment to see what land is going for in these neighborhoods. We want to discuss growth drivers in the property market. And the two growth drivers we'll be considering into this podcast are urbanization and population. So to give you perspective, land in Banana Island presently is selling for 1 million naira per square meter. And you could get waterfront for about 1.1, 1.2 million per square meter. So that is to tell you how land has appreciated from 2019, and as at the time of recording this podcast, today's date is 16th of February 2023. What really is driving the Nigerian property market is like the subject of today's podcast. So if you want to summarize today's podcast, you say, what makes prices change? What make prices change in the Nigerian real estate market? And why does these changes occur very fast? We'll be analyzing the two major variables behind this dynamism in price. As of October 2021, based on statistics, Nigeria had an estimated housing deficit of about 20 million housing units. Meaning when it comes to livable accommodation, we are lacking about 20 million of these units. We are the largest economy in Africa. Thus, we will always continue to have increasing demand for both real estate and other infrastructural development. Our urban centers are increasing at a rate of about 4.3% per annum. Means every year, the population of Lagos increases by 4.3%. This is World Bank data released in 2016. This simply means that in 10 years' time, the present population of Lagos will be double its size. What will this lead to? We'll either have a growth that goes outwards, which in land economics term we term it urban sprawl, or development will have to go upwards, meaning the number of floors for houses will have to increase to accommodate this growth in our urban centers. So let me repeat, the coming growth in the next 10 years can only be cushioned by we building upwards or we building outwards. Building outwards can be controlled using what planners called green zones. So if a government wants to discourage urban sprawl movement to the outskirts, they bring up Green Zone Act, Green Zone Law, meaning you cannot build in certain zones. And if you cannot build in certain zones, it means the only way you can build is to build upwards to reduce the pressure on already existing infrastructure. I don't know if you're following this discussion. At the moment, the growth which investors from 10 years ago anticipated, it's already in force. So that is why the transitions we see with people moving outwards towards Bogije, towards Ekpe, is happening is because of the growth anticipated 10 years ago. The gentrification you see in aspects of Yaba, of Surulere, of Badagry, Bariga, are the anticipation that investors from 10 years ago had. Meaning, if you position today, you were part of those that will benefit from the growth expected 10 years from now. So either ways, like I tell some persons, today was once a future we were waiting for, and yesterday is a history that has been written. So at the moment, Lagos, Kano and Ibadan are the top ranking cities people migrate to in Nigeria. Don't forget, we are doing an analysis of urbanization and population being the major drivers of the Nigerian property market, that is growth in the Nigerian property market. Urbanization is simply the movement of people from rural areas to what? Urban areas. That's a simple definition. And why do people move from rural areas to urban areas? Simply in search of means of livelihood, means of survival. It is believed that it is easier to get what to do to find jobs in bigger cities than in villages. We'll come back to this point shortly. So population is simply the number of persons living in an area per square meter. Okay, no, that definition I just gave is population density. So population is basically the number of persons living in a particular area. Nigeria as a country has the highest consumer market in Africa. In this 2023, the population of Nigeria will be 223.8 million. Persons. In economics, there are two major decision makers in any economy. We have the firm and we have the households. So now, applying this context to Nigeria, we are having 223.8 million persons making up households. So, the number of firms servicing or manufacturing products and services for these households will make so much money selling to these households. And what does making more money mean? It means there will be much money circulating in the economy. The purchasing power of individuals will increase and the propensity to consume too will increase. So a household earning 2 million naira previously in a month is now earning 4 million naira in a month because the population is large enough to consume what the firm he works for, the firm he supplies labor to, made more money. I'm trying to give a crash course on economics, and I hope the flow is understood. When we do analysis of demand for real estate, the first thing we do is called economic base analysis. What does economic base analysis look out for? It looks out for activities within a neighborhood that brings about money coming into that locality. So like a place like Lagos, what are the activities that are being carried out that brings in money into Lagos? There are several of such. So because there are such activities cause a ripple effect that generates the need for the supply of excess labor. So you have more persons coming in to look for means of livelihood. So you have more persons leaving our rural areas and coming into Lagos with the hope that they will find a means for survival. I remember way back then when I was still very much younger watching Nollywood movies. But Nollywood movies did something to Lagos. You see a boy that the fiance was collected from him by one rich dude who packed his small bag saying he's going to the city, and then boom, he's in Lagos, and then we'll see him hawking in the street, and then 2 years later you see him coming back to the village with a car. If not for anything, that has done a lot to the mentality of several rural dwellers that feed on these movies. Maybe that is why people keep coming to Lagos. That is why it seems the migration to Lagos is endless. I don't want to talk about the effect of oil on the real estate market. That will be for another podcast. So to understand urbanization and population better as drivers of growth in the real estate market, let's look at how the ancients make location choices, how our forefathers made choices with regards to location. The first thing they look out for are locations that offer safety to them. What kind of safety are they looking for? Safety from wild animals, and then possibly safety from enemy clans. As long as a location provides these two advantage, they will stay there. Or sometimes they move about looking for a location that will offer a soil that encourages agriculture, or a terrain that encourages the rearing of livestock. When a terrain is too cold, they move to another part that offers a more temperate condition for them. Or otherwise, they look for a deer and extract the fur to make coverings for themselves. I think technology is one thing that has limited migration. Technology is one thing that encouraged the growth of urban cities, because technology has a way of infusing the advantages necessary for survival. There are a lot of things I will not be able to say for want of time on this podcast. I have a book I'm writing at the moment, Real Estate Boom and Bust, an exposition on demographics, interest rates, the economy, government, and the principles of investing in Nigeria. I'm working tirelessly to have this out in no time. So as we wait for that book, just enjoy all I have said. You can go over it again. Real estate are for people and not people for real estates. I'll leave you with this.